Feels great to be here, be a fan of the Eagles all my life and been watching since I was young. Just a dream come true being at this place, and it's a blessing.
Did you get any inkling that the Eagles were interested in you?
Or? Yeah, we've been chatting. I've been here for a visit, been talking to them throughout the draft, and just glad they up and got me when they could.
Where were you watching the draft and like who was around?
I was at home just with my family, mom, dad, bunch of brothers and sisters. All just relaxing, waiting for my name to be called.
And what was the reaction when it was called?
Everybody was super, super stoked about it. Everybody was chanting. I couldn't even process it as far as everybody going crazy. So I just had to chill. But once I soaked it in, it's definitely good.
Well, can you address the concerns that, you know, that have arisen about your character?
Yeah, there's just been a bunch of stuff going on about when I was arrested. I was just in a wrong situation. I was young, hanging out with the wrong people. I wasn't never around when whatever happened. I wasn't involved. There was no evidence, no witness against me, and it came out to be true, and all the stuff was clear, and I'm just learning from the situation and just trying to move forward and be a better man from that.
How long ago was that?
The arrest?
Before college?
Or? The arrest was 2 years ago, but it happened like 2 years before that, so I was still in high school when it happened.
How much time did you spend explaining that circumstance to not only the Eagles but the other teams that were interested in you?
I've done it over 32 times. Talked to every team about it, and I even had to talk about it in college. So I've just been learning from it and letting everybody know the truth, and I'm completely honest with the guys here, the guys at every team I spoke to, and they were well aware of it and knew the situation before they picked me up. So I think they have confidence in me that that's not me and that it was a one-time thing and it won't happen again.
What's your version of it? I mean, you were arrested and the charges were dropped after a guilty plea.
Yeah, I was just arrested, and they weren't dropped just because the guilty plea. They ended up having no evidence against me. A witness never came forward and said I intimidated anyone or anything like that. So I think it ultimately came down to them finding out that I was innocent and that I never did anything wrong in the situation, just being friends with the wrong guys.
What running style do you feel like you're a compliment to Ryan Matthews? Kind of a straightforward in the way you run.
Yeah, I feel like just the things I could bring to the table and just help the team get better doing whatever they need me to do as far as catching the ball, running the ball, blocking, tackling, anything they need me to do. I feel like I'm definitely going to be a compliment to the Eagles.
Why'd you write some of the things you wrote on Twitter about
the stuff on Twitter? I was young. It was 2011 or 2010. It was real embarrassing, and I don't believe anything I said. I've definitely grown from that since that stuff was sent out, and I definitely learned from it, and I don't want anyone to feel any kind of way about it. I'm sorry about it if I offended anybody, but that's not how I feel. That's not how the kind of person I am. Hopefully I get to show that through these years in the professional league.
Did the Eagles address that with you, social media?
Yeah, they've addressed everything way before drafting me.
What made you take it down today?
Just because I was embarrassed at how it blew up. Something never like that on social media happened to me, so it kind of blew up, and I was just embarrassed about it, and that, knowing that's not who I am, seeing all that stuff and seeing what people saying embarrassed me, so ended up taking it down. Don't think I'm going to be on it again.
Wendell, what do you say that this happened when you were in high school, so now you're in a position where you're in the NFL, and you have a chance to impact kids who have social media, who may be in situations where that aren't very preferable. What's your message to them that, you know, stuff like that you do way back then can live with you and impact your future?
It has a big hold on you. Something so little as just sending a tweet out, it has a big hold on you and influences like the young guys who don't know what's going on or look up to you maybe. So I think that I definitely don't condone that. I'm definitely sorry about that. For anyone who had to read that, not even just kids, grown people, and I'm definitely think I could turn it into a positive with showing the people the real person I am, the real man I am today.
Who told you to take it down?
No one told me to take it down. I took it at the liberty of my own. I never even talked to anyone from here. I just said, I'm going to take this down.
Taking it down before the draft?
I definitely should have took it before the draft, but I haven't seen them tweets probably since they've been sent out, so I didn't think about it. And then when it blew up, it definitely was brought to my attention. I was like,
did you want to just clear all this? Before the draft, your agent or any of the teams make you aware that you should take it down?
They were aware of stuff. I didn't believe that stuff was in on there anyway, just because of the person I am. I never thought just that many years ago I was like that, or something came out like that. So it wasn't really brought to me, but I definitely, since probably getting to college, there's nothing negative been put out there about me or off any of my accounts.
How much do you think that all that stuff, those character concerns, impacted where you were drafted?
I think they could have impacted it, but I think just this organization trusted and believed in me and had the confidence in me to know that that's not the person I am, and the guy they met is what they get, and that's a great man who's an honest and respectful and a truthful guy about anything. So I definitely think they saw that in me rather than other teams. I never got any negative feedback about the person I am. All my interviews, I believe, was great, and I left a great impression of who I am with each team, and I think the impression I left here with them was good enough to get me drafted.
I saw something that Deuce Staley was your favorite player growing up. How well have you gotten to know Deuce through the pre-draft?
When I met him at the combine, I was just excited. I sat down with him at just the interview, and it was just exciting to be around him and get to talk to him. I've been watching him since I was young. I know who Deuce Staley was, so I was like, I asked for a picture, I asked for his numbers, and we've been chatting since. He's just been guiding me, not even as far as on the field, but just as a man and trying to help me get better, and I've seen that in him. So even if they didn't draft me, I think me and Deuce would still be close to this day.
Were you a fan of the Eagles growing up?
Yeah, I've been watching the Eagles all my life. I was upset when we lost the Super Bowl to the Patriots. We could have got that one, but I've been watching. I was here for the Green Bay win in the playoffs when we beat Green Bay. So I've been watching since I was young. Went through all the quarterbacks, watching McNabb, Terrell Owens. So I've been watching for a while now.
Going into this past year, you know, you might not have been the highest rated back in the conference, but you ended up leading the conference, I believe, in rushing. Do you kind of play with a chip on your shoulder, and do you think you'll bring that here?
Yeah, I definitely always play with a chip on my shoulder since I started playing the game, just not getting the respect I felt I deserved, or just wanting to work for everything and wanting to prove to people that I'm better than whoever they could put me up against. I'm a competitor. I love to compete. And I definitely think this year, taking that in college, I just approached the game that way, and it paid off in a lot of ways, especially getting me here.
Do you think West Virginia kind of like changed its attack around, you know, more of a running attack this year because of you?
Yeah, I definitely think Dana's known for passing the ball, throwing the ball around. But this year, I feel like I stepped it up, not only me, but the other running back stepped it up in a room where he could run the ball and had the confidence to run the ball as much as we did. So I definitely think we changed his offense this year.
Do you see yourself as a good fit for the West Coast system? I know you've talked the ball before.
Yeah, I see myself as a great fit, just being able to do anything and everything the team will ask of me.
You mentioned that with your criminal charge, you were hanging around some wrong people. What was your upbringing like? What was your childhood like?
I'm from the inner city. I'm from Wilmington, Delaware, probably like 30 minutes from here. And I feel like I was involved just living around guys. But I think football kind of brought me away from that and took me away from that since I probably started. So I think that kept me out the way and kept me guided right. And I feel like it helped turn me into a better man than most of the people I knew when I was younger.
Take two more questions, please.
At what point did you stop hanging around with those guys?
I never did, honestly. I hang around football players. I was always with football guys. So developed that friendship with them. So I was never around or able to just sit around those guys who were just doing nothing. So I definitely think all my life I've been hanging out with guys on my team, football players.
Why did you come out early?
I just felt I was ready to go compete at a high level. I felt I was so close to my dream and I could get here and have an impact. And that's why I ultimately made the decision to leave.
So just to clear up, you didn't try to get this person to not testify.
No, I never came to anyone, tried to give them, as they were saying, a recant statements or anything like that. Never tried to get someone out of something. I never did any of that. And I think it came to light at the end of the day. And that's why the DA made the decisions he did.